Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Loads of games last night, Descal.
So many games in soccer and GAA. The GAA games in January are extraordinary, and the crowds that turned up for them, really interesting. Huge demand, obviously, for the matches after the break. We'll start with the Premier League, though, and Harry Kane scored twice as Tottenham beat Crystal Palace 4-0. The England captain has now scored 264 goals for Spurs, and that's only two behind Jimmy Greaves' long-standing club record. Irish international Matt Doherty and Song Heung-min got the other goals. Nottingham Forest recorded their first away win of the season with a 1-0 win at bottom of the table. Southampton Forest move out of the relegation zone. They're up to 15th. Substitute Danny Ings' late equaliser earned Aston Villa a point and denied Wolves an important victory in their 1-1 draw at Villa Park. And not only did they get the late equaliser, but Villa missed an incredible chance at the end. Leon Bailey actually rounded the Wolves goalkeeper Jose Sa, only to shoot wide of the near post with the goal gaping. The winger was in tears afterwards, distraught when the full-time whistle was blown just seconds later. Villa manager Unai Emery spoke of Bailey's reaction afterwards.
It was good. He was crying, and if he was crying, because he was feeling. And to feel when you are having a very good opportunity to win the match and you didn't do it, I think it's good to feel and to take the responsibility about it. And I am happy with his match. I think today he played really, really with very good commitment with the idea we want, and he will be clinical the next matches, and if he will achieve it, I think is the best Leon Bailey we can have.
Now, West Ham remain just outside the drop zone. They had a 2-2 draw at Leeds United. Leeds are 14th. Here's the West Ham manager, David Moyes.
They've been brilliant, the players, with what they've done, and the way they go about their business is great. We've got good players. We need them to show a bit more quality at times, but I've got to say tonight, they a tough place to come, Leeds at any time, and you know, we stuck at it. We came back from the goal down, and went in front. But I actually thought when we went in front, we would stay in front. I thought we'd have enough to get another goal and win the game tonight. So, look, there's lots of positives we take from it. We get something from the game, but I also think there was a missed chance to take 3 points.
Yeah, the bottom of the table, very tight. Southampton on 12 points, Wolves 14, Everton and West Ham on 15, Bournemouth on 16, Leeds on 17. In Italy, Napoli lost their first league game of the season. An Eden Dzeko header gave Inter Milan a 1-0 victory. Now to that really busy night on the GAA inter-county front, there were lots of experimental team selections. The All-Ireland champions Kerry were just back from holidays, but they were back with a bang. They conceded 5 goals in the McGrath Cup as they lost to Cork by 5-11 to 14 points. Colm O'Callaghan scored 2-4 from midfield for Cork. Limerick footballers beat Waterford by 4-14 to 9 points. In Leinster's O'Byrne Cup, it was a busy night. Dublin beat Wicklow 2-15 to 9 points. Colm O'Rourke's first game in charge of Meath saw them finish stronger to beat Carlow by 16 points to 1-9. Kildare beat Wexford 1-18 to 11 points. Louth beat Westmeath by 2 points. And Longford had a very big win over Laois 3-18 to 13 points. Up in Ulster in the McKenna Cup, over 4,500 saw Armagh beat Antrim by 220 to 2-8. Tyrone had a 7-point victory over Fermanagh. Down beat Monaghan in Castleblaney by 210 to 12 points. And Galway Hurlers will play Roscommon in the Connacht League final. They did an easy win over New York. In rugby, Munster out half Ben Healy will join Edinburgh at the end of the season after turning down a contract offer to remain with the province. Healy qualifies to play for Scotland and has been the subject of interest from both Glasgow and Edinburgh in recent seasons. Finally, for now in tennis, Novak Djokovic is again set to miss two big tournaments in Indian Wells and the Miami Open after US travel authorities extended the requirement for non-US nationals to be vaccinated.